This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
As the job market improves and unemployment keeps falling, more people are finding work for the first time or getting back to work after longer stretches of unemployment. Today, a look at the job market for people with disabilities. From Marketplace's Bureau in Portland, Oregon, here's Mitchell Hartman.
New Seasons Market operates 25 grocery stores on the West Coast. Staffing director Dana Pratt says with unemployment so low, the company's focusing recruitment on groups that traditionally face obstacles to employment, including people with disabilities.
We really have to hire for attitude and capabilities and build partnerships with other people who can help us source applicants, train applicants who wouldn't come to us otherwise.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 6 million people with disabilities in the workforce. The percentage of them who are unemployed has fallen by nearly half since 2011 to about 8%. At the Oregon Commission for the Blind, Ruth Lazari teaches job seekers how to use assistive technology, like this screen reader that speed reads computer text.
So are you supposed to actually be able to
understand?
That's a good question.
We're looking at people getting as efficient as they can and competitive. So the faster you can listen to it, the faster you can complete your work tasks.
Samrawit Biazin has done the training. She's been blind since she was a child growing up in Ethiopia. She recently completed an accounting degree and landed a job at PricewaterhouseCoopers after navigating job fairs and networking events.
It's really hard as a blind person because there are so many noises and you don't even know like where the person you are talking to is standing, but we have to do it.
Tina Anktelt trains disability counselors. She says even in a tight labor market, getting a job interview can be hard.
People with disabilities oftentimes have gaps in resumes because of illness or recovery, discrimination that they faced in the workforce.
According to the Federal Job Accommodation Network, 6 in 10 employers report no additional cost to accommodate workers with disabilities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.